Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
31397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, I need your website, please.
Cantarucci.com. Just my name, Jim Cantarucci.
Jim Cantarucci.com. We're talking about self-driving people. This is something your work is all about, leadership and helping people maximize the relationships that they have. And we talked in the last segment about the concept of a self-driving car. Could there be something called a self-driving person, self-driving employee? And I think one of the mistakes that small business owners make, Jim, is we presume that that's what we have. I think there is such a thing as a self-driving person, but it's and maybe they're created themselves, but they can't go on without maintenance. And my point is, I think sometimes small business owners see a person showing up like they do, acting committed like they do, seeming to have ownership of their assignments like we do, like the owners do, and we assume that they're just like us when the truth is, they're self-driving people, right? They're not entrepreneurs. They're doing what they're doing because they want to, not because they're driven like you are. What do you think?
Well, self-driving cars are a bit scary. Self-driving people are too, from a leadership perspective. And the question that we have to ask ourselves as leaders is, how do we influence that situation? One, are we hiring for self-driving? Or are we hiring for somebody that we need to tell them what to do every step of the way because it's easier and allows us more control? So we have to be honest with ourselves, first of all. And then we have to think in terms of that self-driving car, and let's say it's a very super technology-driven kind of a thing, there's a caring for that's very different from caring from the 1968 Nova. That just runs. There's this fine tuning that has to happen. And so it's a delicate balance. I don't have all the answers for this discussion, Jim. I wanted you and I to just really kick it around a little bit. I'm looking at it from the perspective of the leader saying, one, are we okay with having self-driving people? Because, they require a bit of freedom and we have to let go of quite a bit as a leader. But also at the same time, how do we maintain that relationship and get the benefits of the self-driving person? Because they're going to come up with ideas and perspectives that we don't have. That's good for our organization, for our company. Are we okay with allowing that to happen? Right.
The things I'm looking for are ownership and leadership. If you said to me, what are the two glaring markers? What are the two neon light markers of a self-driving employee? I would say ownership and leadership. And whenever someone comes to work for me and we're going over whatever they're supposed to be doing, I tell them, all right, this area right here, what we're describing here, this little part of our world here, this desk, this area, this assignment, this belongs to you. You own it. I expect you to act like an owner, and I'd like to see you demonstrating leadership around that ownership. And I tell them, and to the degree that you need something from me to do your job, to show ownership, to demonstrate leadership, to that degree, I work for you. And if it's something that we've agreed that you need from me, you have the right to pester me about it. You have the right to demand it from me. And even though I'm the owner of the company. And I tell them, whenever I compliment them, I'm much more likely to compliment them when they demonstrate ownership and leadership than when they just do their job.
Well, that's exactly the right. That's exactly the right way to approach it. But the taking it too far could be a problem. You don't, and I know you don't do this. You don't abdicate responsibility for that person. You can't just set it and forget it.
No, that's right. That's right.
There's a lot of
That's the maintenance and the training and the instructions that every self-driving car has to continue to have maintenance. The algorithms have to be updated. The new information has to be installed. Yeah, absolutely.
Here's how I think about it. Let's assume there's a finite amount of interaction. There's only so much time you could spend with an associate. If you spend time on the mechanics and the basic motivation stuff, we lose time from the strategy integration, which is what you should be doing. So it's a finite bucket, and you have to, if you have a self-driving person, you could spend time on that higher end as opposed to that lower end. And that's where the real benefit comes to our company, to our organization. That's what we're looking for.
Right, right. So if you saw a self-driving person, if you walked into a business, and there was a self-driving person in there, what would you be looking at? What would you be seeing?
Well, there are a number of characteristics, but let's deal with one thing that gets in people's way. I think we think in terms of we have to have this strata of employees. There have to be, you know, the really good ones and then the medium ones, you know, the bell curve, and then the bad ones. We have to be dealing with that.
Right.
And that's my argument. I don't think that's true. And we do have a bell curve a bit, mainly because not everyone is at the pinnacle of their development, mm-hmm. right? Everyone is growing. But what that ingredient that we're looking for, that self-driving, is a right. foundational piece that's very important.
Well, what I'm looking for is somebody who takes initiative. That's when mm-hmm. I see a self-driving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.